This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Hannah Pilvinen's debut novel is called We Sinners. It's about a large, very large family that belongs to a small religious sect originating in Finland. The sect calls for very strictly regulated behavior. Think Amish with possible overtones of Lutheran, purified by a schism or two. It's told from the point of view of family members. Each family member has a chapter, and the story goes forward in time with each person. Hannah Pilvinen joins us from the New York Bureau. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, your book is basically about the Rovaniemi family and their religion. But this is also your religion, or at least it was. Isn't that right?
That's correct. I was myself a Lestadian and a believer, and I am now an unbeliever.
The Lestadian, where does that come from, that name?
Lestadianism is a branch of Lutheranism, and they see themselves as returning to the true faith of Luther, that after Luther, that there is a greater and greater leniency. And so what the rest of the world sees as these rules of do's and don'ts and a strict lifestyle, they see as a matter of conscience. And the truth of the matter is, as a child when I was in this faith, and even into my adolescence, I also felt that way. I would feel, for instance, extreme guilt over putting on some nail polish or sneaking away to a movie.
So you left this very strict faith. Could you describe what Lestadianism is like?
Well, they believe in a very conservative lifestyle of removing yourself from temptation. And those temptations for them can include anything from makeup and earrings and nail polish and dyeing your hair to much more profoundly important restrictions like no contraception, no premarital sex. And to them, that's a main tenet of their belief, is that you are only human and the best thing to do is to keep yourself away from temptation.
And your Rovaniemi clan that is part of this religion, does it compare to your own family? Is it your own family?
It does compare. I come from a very large family. My father is himself a minister. And I do have siblings who are both in and out of the church. But I think, especially with debut novels and especially with the work of women, there's the temptation to want to find more autobiographical connections than there are. I mean, I think part of the question here is, why not write memoir? And I had considered writing memoir, but the story of leaving to me is not the interesting question. The story that which is much more interesting to me, and part of the reason I didn't want to write memoir, was why people choose to stay.
When the book opens, the littlest child, Upu, has just been born, this little tiny baby. When the book ends, she's grown up, and she's talking about her own decisions about her life. All of the children struggle, both with how to leave and how to stay, over the years in the book. One of them is gay, one leaves and comes back, another sounds as if she'd leave if she thought she could, but she doesn't think she can. It seems to me that in some ways it feels like all the same person, just having different aspects of the same kinds of decisions.
Whether to stay or to go is the single decision that I think is on the mind of every character in the book. I think it's the question that haunts each chapter, and even to some extent the parents. To believe in this kind of old community, in this old-fashioned, in a way, Scandinavian saga, is not easy. And I think even for those characters who want profoundly to believe, who want profoundly to stay, the rest of the world is sort of always knocking at their door, pointing their fingers at them, nudging them, tempting them. And so they're all, I think, struggling a little bit, and more than a little bit, and sometimes putting even their own lives on the line to answer this question.
One of the most attractive things about this faith is forgiveness. Could you just explain what it means in the context of the religion and what it means in the context of the book as well?
the ritual of forgiveness is the main tenet of Lestadianism, and it's done democratically. So theoretically, anyone who's within the faith can forgive anyone of any other sin. And it's very unusual and very beautiful. And so, for instance, there is a moment in the chapter coming from Warren, the father, where he reflects on a moment of his anger and then returning to his children late at night on his knees to ask forgiveness from his children. And I think one of the things that's profoundly beautiful about that is the idea that what can make you acceptable to heaven could be your own child. And within the book, the characters both desire and want forgiveness. Even the characters who leave, I think that's one of their hardest questions is, when you leave, then what do you have? Where do you turn for forgiveness? What does the secular world have to offer you?
Now, you said that you left the church. Have you gone back or thought about going back?
I had to actually leave the church twice. I left the first time, and I wasn't emotionally strong enough for it. It's very hard to leave a loving community. It would have been much easier if it had been a hateful community, if it had been a terrible childhood, but it wasn't. And what was interesting is that when I left, I was treated by my friends outside of the church as if I was liberated. I was free. I had thrown off the shackles of this oppressive church. I could, you know, do what I want and wear what I want and pierce my ears. And actually, I was going through a tremendous mourning. And I think it's that exact feeling that the rest of the world didn't understand, that to leave these communities isn't freedom, that made me want to write the book.
Hannah Pilvinen, her book is called We Sinners. Thank you very much for doing this.
It's been a privilege.